You're listening to Kira's Pink Sparkle Podcast with Kira Lawrence, challenging perceptions of learning disability. You're listening to Kira's Pink Sparkle Podcast with Kira Lawrence, challenging perceptions of learning disability. The views you are about to hear are the personal views of Kira Lawrence and her guests, and not the organizations she is associated with.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to my next amazing episode of Kira's Pink Sparkle Podcast. And tonight, I am delighted to be joined by another wonderful chat guest. But this time, it's my wonderful cousin and also amazing award-winning actress, Juliet Aubrey. So welcome, Juliet, to my podcast.
Hello, it's wonderful to be here.
Yay! So thank you so much for saying yes to me, and thank you for putting up with all my emails and messages, so thank you.
It's wonderful, don't worry, it's great. Very happy to be here. Your family.
So I guess we should start off by trying to work out how we're related. So I think I know how we're related. So do you want to tell me what side of the family you're on? And then I'll say what family side I'm on and we can work it out.
Okay, so I'm on the Aubrey side of the family from Wales, from South Wales. That's my dad. And he's called Roland Aubrey. And his aunt was, I believe, your grandmother. So our grandmothers were sisters.
Brilliant. Okay. So on my side of the family, so the side of the family I'm on, is obviously the Evans side, the Evans massive. So my dad is called Peter, and his brother was Garvin Evans, who is also obviously the father of our lovely cousin, U2's The Edge. So, we run in famous family circles, don't we?
It would appear so, Kira. Pink blossom beautifulness.
Yes.
It's not pink blossom, I got that wrong. Pink sparkle.
Pink sparkle podcast.
Pink sparkle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, pink sparkle. So everything's pink and sparkly in my world.
I love it. I love pink.
Apart from tonight, I'm rocking green tonight, but hey ho.
I've got a bit of green on too. I'm in the green in the jungle.
Brilliant. So basically we are both related to the Edge from U2 as cousins, and it's lovely for me because I look up to you and Edge and as my role models in the family. And I see you both on your stage. So I see you on your acting stage. I see Edge mm-hmm. on his music stage. And for me, I'm so proud of both of you. And I watch you both and go, they're all doing amazing things. They're, you know, they've got their own career stage going on. And, you know, I wanted to have my stage too. And, you know, shine in what I do too. So I just wanted to say how proud I am of you both.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I'm and I'm sure I can speak for Edge as well. We're both very, very proud of you and everything you do and all your work with charity and everything. It's amazing. Very proud of you.
Thank you, Juliet. Okay, great. You know, it's honestly, it means so much. And, you know, when I started, you know, my career 23 years ago, I was like, you know, I looked up to people in the family and everyone else and kind of what everybody else did. And I was just like, one day I want to be like them. I want to get to a really lovely stage in my career that I can say I'm kind of on the same level, but in a different world. And it's been really nice. And like now I feel a bit more kind of on an equal footing to everybody else. Whereas having a learning disability and being seen as different, the family have been so supportive to me. And like everybody's been so great in my life. And I've had so much support. But just now, I love having my own little stage going on, and I get to do amazing things. I get to have a wonderful career. So yeah, I love what I do. I'm very, very lucky now. So yeah, I get to do fab new things. So brilliant. So yeah, no, thank you, Juliet. That means a lot. So your career, wow, like I looked on Wikipedia today and I saw the amazing acting career you've had. So from Primeval to Middlemarch to Professor T, your career is amazing. I probably missed out a lot of things that you've done. So do you want to tell me about some of the amazing things you've been in?
Well, my first love was always theatre, and it still is. And I've been very lucky enough to have some wonderful roles in theatre. So when I first left drama school, my first job was going on tour with a production of The Tempest,
Wow.
big world tour, which was an incredible start. And then I went on to do several plays at the National, which was just wonderful as well. Chekhov and Gorky, and I still do a lot of theatre now. I mean, I stopped for a while because when I had babies, I didn't want to, it didn't really work that well with bedtime and stuff like that, just when you're in the theatres when they're little tiny babies. So I put that aside a little bit, but at the same time, I was sort of being drawn as well very much into the world of film. My first film I made was a film that I loved so much. I've worked with the director a few times, Roberto Faenza, and it is called Look to the Sky, which was a film that we filmed in Bulgaria. That was the most incredible first filming experience with the wonderful Jean-Hugues Anglade, the French actor. We were filming in Bulgaria, and it was a film set during the Holocaust. And that was an incredible learning experience and a wonderful story that I felt needed to be told. And so then I always sought to sort of try and be involved in stories that I felt really had a reason, to be told. And and I've been so incredibly lucky. And then to do Middlemarch, which was incredible experience, and my first TV role really. And we filmed it over a period of about 9 months, literally in the days when you'd wait for the leaves to change on the trees before you did the next episode. That was an incredible experience working with so many amazing actresses and actresses, Elizabeth Spriggs, Robert Hardy, and the younger ones who are my contemporaries as well, like Rufus Sewell. And it was a wonderful experience too. And then merging, I've always done a lot of Shakespeare, so merging then rehearsed a play of Measure for Measure with the wonderful director David Thacker, who I've worked with loads since as well. And we rehearsed that as a play in the studios, and then we shot it multi-camera, so it was and so we could run whole scenes, because that took a while to adjust to the difference with film and theatre, because you have to have a timeline in your head, because you're coming out of a door one day, and then you're coming out the other side sort of 3 months later on a different set in a different place. But I love that about it as well, trying to figure out that emotional graph and the speed at which you have to, form the relationships with the actors. I mean, recently did a film called The Infiltrator, where Bryan Cranston and myself play husband and wife. And we literally met at breakfast. We had never met before, and by sort of 11 o'clock in the morning, we were, in our home with our three kids and being husband and wife. And
Okay.
And remember, we were having a dinner, and I leant over to him because he had some spinach stuff in his teeth, and I picked it out as you would as a wife, you know. And so immediately, within 5 minutes of you learn to make those relationships really fast,
Yeah.
because you haven't got much time. So that's a sort of a big difference, because in theatre you have 6 weeks to rehearse usually, which is wonderful, and in film and TV you have no time. But that's a different discipline, different thing, and I love it all. I love, like,
Yeah.
yeah.
I remember Mark actually told me about the film called Still Crazy that you were in.
Oh, that was wonderful. I love that. Yes.
He was a huge fan of that film. I didn't know
Was it?
about it until he told me. So then we
Mm.
watched it and I was like, that's amazing. I didn't even know Juliet was in that. So it was Mark who
Mm.
told me.
I loved it. I was the manager of a rock band, and
Okay.
the rock band consisted of Billy Connolly, Jimmy Nail, Stephen Ray, Timothy Spall. I'm going to forget someone, that'd be embarrassing. But anyway, but yeah, it was just incredible. That was the most wonderful. We had this in the studio. We had the interior of our tour bus, the rock band tour bus. The interior, they used to, like, rock it, from the outside to make it look like we're moving along. And Billy Connolly was there, like keeping us all entertained in between
Wow.
takes on his banjo, and
Yeah.
yeah, no,
Wow.
that was a wonderful experience, trying to sort of, as their manager, trying to keep all of that lot in control,
Yeah. I bet that was
all those
fun to
guys.
do. Like,
Yeah, it
yeah.
was great fun.
Oh.
It was great fun.
Oh,
And
that's
also, it's
so
just
cool.
traveling so much with the job. I made a lovely film called The Constant Gardener, which we were filming in Kenya. We were there for 3 months, and
Wow.
all those experiences of, going to places that you wouldn't normally, get the chance to go to all
Yeah.
over the world.
Yeah.
So it's great for that. I do. I love it.
Yeah.
I feel very lucky.
Yeah, I've seen that you've been all over the world with all your different jobs, and that's really amazing. And obviously recently you've had Professor T. I've watched that from the
Yeah.
beginning. That's really, I
Oh,
love that so much. Yeah.
thank you.
Tell me about Professor T and your character.
Well, that was fun, because it was right in the middle of lockdown, and everything else was all the other productions were closing down, shutting down. But somehow Professor T we managed to keep going.
Right.
And do you remember that time during lockdown? It's all a bit of a blur, isn't it? That time, all the different phases. But there were all these local lockdowns. So we were filming mostly in Belgium, and that was
Wow.
open then. But then we were filming in Cambridge, and Cambridge was suddenly open, and the rest of the country was closed. And for some reason, we just managed to keep going and going. And
That's
that we no,
great.
I think none of us could believe it when we got to the end of series one, and we'd managed to finish it. It was yeah, it was amazing, and it was fun as well to hook up again with Ben, who had been in. We've been in Primeval together,
Right.
like 10 years before. So I played DCI Christina Brand. So yeah, a cop, and I had my team of slightly dysfunctional, sort of like disorganized team. So we get him to help us, Ben's character, Professor T, Ben
Right.
and I, to help us with the sort of psychological side of crime, yeah, crime solving. And there's lots of fantasy sequences, and I did crazy things like tango on the roof. Tangoing on the roof in Cambridge was fun. We had
Wow.
loads of lessons together, although we couldn't really practice it that much because we had masks, and it was all
Okay.
it was quite tricky. But yeah, it was a lot of fun doing the tango on the roof. Quite surreal.
Yeah, but it was. I'm sure Strictly will be signing you up at some point.
I would love to do that. I would love it. It's so much fun learning something. That's what I love as well. I remember once playing an opera singer in a film, and called For My Baby, myself and Alan Cummings, and I had to be an opera singer in that. And they got me out to Hungary a month before we started filming, just to have lessons with this singing teacher,
Wow.
who was a composer. And he was about 95, and he lived at the top of this spiral staircase, and the
Wow.
expectation of going up to meet him. And you know, I sing, but I'm not a singer. You know,
yeah.
You know, they say if you can talk, you can sing. If you walk, you can dance, and all of that. Yeah. And I totally buy into all of that. But an opera singer, I needed to look like I was really producing that sound. And the excitement of him managing to get me to produce these sounds that I never knew that I was capable of was really thrilling. And then I thought, oh, I'm going to start singing once I finish this job. But then you're on to the next job and you're learning to ride a motorbike and run away from dinosaurs. You know, there's a lot of variety.
I bet.
Every role's different.
I bet. And obviously, big congratulations on your newest role. Do you want to tell me about your new gig?
Well, I have just joined the family of the Archers. Yes, the radio. And I am so excited because it's something that I always loved as a kid. I always used to listen to the Omnibus at the weekends. And it's something I always thought I'd like to do. And I haven't been able to because I've been doing other things. So I have. I've joined the family, playing a new character. But we record in Birmingham, and the scripts are written because they're very contemporary with what's going on in the world and all this. But so with news, so they get written very sort of last minute. So it's quite it's quite exciting. But you can also do other filming as well. So I've been in Croatia, making a film called Vindicta, World War II film set in the 40s. Which was just wonderful. It's this director and his company who had been, the thing about film, different to television really, is that it's often people have tried to get a project to the screen for many, many years. It's usually about 7 years from the idea to actually getting it on screen. He always works with the same costume designers and all the rest of it. And the talent of the creative departments was incredible, the production design and the costume design. It was a beautiful project to work on that. Yes, that's Vindicta, which will be coming out later this year as well.
I am looking forward to seeing it. That's going on my list.
Oh, and also coming out this year is Frankenstein. I made a film called, it's Frankenstein the Legacy, which is another feature film that is set 100 years after Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. Okay. And the character of Dr. Frankenstein is my character, Millicent Browning. So that was a lot of night shoots, digging up graves and bizarre, but great. Really enjoyed that as well. Mm.
And when will the new series of Professor T be coming out? Do you know when that's going to be out?
We don't know exactly. Actually, I spoke to the producer today because I wanted to be able to let you know when it was coming out. So we don't know yet, but it's going to be probably the spring.
Okay,
fab. But will be this year. Yeah,
fab.
Yeah. But I think they're showing the previous series at the moment. Actually,
yes,
on ITV3. My dad told me.
Yes, yeah. It was on Monday night on ITV3. We watched it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good.
We were like, well, the new one's not on yet, so let's just watch the old one again.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah. No, that's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Well, yeah. I'll look out for that new series because I really did enjoy it from the start. I watched it from the start and I've really enjoyed it all the way through. So I'm definitely going to be tuning into the new series because I really enjoyed it. And obviously, because you're in it, I watched it as well. So I was like, I must support my cousin as well as enjoying it. So, yeah.
Well, bless you. Thank you. Keep that up. Excellent.
Are there any roles that you haven't played that you would like to play? And what are they?
Yes, there's so many roles. I mean, especially in theatre, because there's so many plays. I mean, I'd love to do a lot more Shakespeare. I'd love to do a season at Stratford. And now my girls, Lola Blue and Blither, they're 19 and 20 and they're off traveling and, you know, and I feel just, I can do those things that I couldn't do when they were younger now. So I'd love to do a season at Stratford. I'd love to do loads more theatre. And film, there's many roles. They're in the making. And when you read a script, you just know. You know immediately if you really want to play it. Yeah.
Would you ever do a musical? Like, are you a musical fan? Would you do a musical?
I would do a musical. Maybe play the person that can't sing that well. I would love to. When I was 19, I was studying classics and archaeology at university before I went to drama school, and I went to live in Italy for a year with that, and I ended up singing in a bar. I didn't think that I could sing. I can't. I'm not a singer, but it was just, I suppose, just the belief and the freedom of being in another country that allows you that sort of that you're braver, probably because no one, no, yeah, it was wonderful. But I we used to do at drama school. We used to sing, but sing it within a play rather than musicals as such. I wouldn't call myself a musical theatre performer, but I'd love to. Yeah, because if the emotion's right, it's like if you're on any day, if you're feeling really emotional about something positive or negative or whatever, you often kind of break into song. I don't know. Sometimes I don't know about you. I bet you do. I bet
Yes,
you do, Chris.
I do. Yeah. Because Uncle Garvin Evans, Dad's brother, he always was playing piano. Whenever we were on holidays in Dublin, he would always sit us down next to him at the piano in the lounge in Malahide, and he would always sing us songs from the shows. And
Wonderful.
he had this huge book on his piano of all the songs from the shows and like theatre shows, popular shows. And so he'd always sing to me when I was little growing up on holidays. Like we'd always have like Kieran Garvin sing song time. And
Oh,
it's
gorgeous.
so special. And, growing up in the U2 circle, I've always loved the music world. And I did musical theatre from the age of 11. I did musical theatre right up until I was about 18, 19. I
Did
did some
you?
musical theatre.
Oh, wow.
I was in South Pacific. I was in Annie. I
Yeah,
was in
brilliant.
Oliver. I was in Calamity Jane.
Wow, fantastic.
Me and my girl.
A lot.
Carousel, can't forget Carousel because I cried, so I can't remember that one.
Oh.
I've been in a few different like kind of well-known musicals like locally in like Amdram groups I've been in, and I love being in musical theatre. It reminds me of the times that I had with Uncle Garvin. So whenever I
Yeah.
do a show, I always think of him. But unfortunately, my career's taken off and it takes up all my
Different.
time now. So,
It takes. Oh, we have to get you on stage here. I
yeah.
remember when I was seven, I was living in Fleet, and there was a little article in the local newspaper advertising for actors and singers needed for, it was Noel Coward's Cavalcade at the Redgrave Theatre in Farnham, and I wrote in without my parents knowing. And I got an audition and went along, and that was my first actual, professional show. I was at like 8 or 9, but we were, singing in the chorus. Absolutely loved it. It was amazing. It's a different energy. It's wonderful. But music as well. I mean, we're coming up with our Welsh roots, you and I. It's music is cadoriad. I'm learning Welsh at the moment, and on Duolingo, I'm learning it.
Very good.
Cadoriad. I'd love to work in Welsh. I would love to get my Welsh good enough to they make so many wonderful TV shows and things in Wales. Anyways, but the whole music thing is like my dad is, especially in his later years, he finds that music is can transform anything. He speaks about it so, and he plays the piano so beautifully. Like my Mam Gee, so Kynwyn, who was Gwenda Zeba's sisters. Your granny, my granny. She used to play beautifully, and I remember the piano. Remember watching her fingers from a very young age, always playing the piano. And my dad plays. I mean, it's very transformative, isn't it? Music. It speaks louder than words.
Definitely. And I think, I've always been around music. I love pop music. I love musical theatre songs. So I've grown up in a very musical family. And I think music helps you escape I think music really helps you with your emotions. It
Yeah,
helps
absolutely.
you. Like if I'm
Definitely.
happy, I put music on. If I'm sad, I put music on. If I'm angry, I put music on. So yeah, I'm
Yeah,
always
same.
around music.
Lovely. Yeah, me too. Me too. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's amazing how how sort of all the variety of different sort of tastes of music that you know you love.
Definitely. Well,
Yeah.
thank you very much indeed for your time, Juliet. I've really enjoyed chatting to you today. So big luck with your upcoming projects. And I know
Thank
Mum and
you.
Dad are also very proud of your Archers gig, so they will be listening. When I
Oh,
told
thank
them,
you.
they were like, "Wow, we'll be listening," because they love the Archers. Dad
Oh,
listens to the
good.
Archers faithfully. So when I
Oh,
told
brilliant.
Dad, he was cock-a-hoot
Yes.
because he's a huge fan of the Archers. My dad listens to it
Fantastic.
every day. So when I told him, he was so pleased. So yeah,
Oh,
it's the Archers.
wonderful. Yeah, no, I'm about to do a lovely book as well because I do quite a few audio
Okay.
books, and I'm about to start start recording next week a new audio book as well. So which you're doing
Yeah. I've been
can't
recording
remember the
some
name of it
recently
right.
too. So yeah,
You
we are
have.
audio stars.
We should do one together sometime. Do split the characters up between us. That would be fun.
That would be so fun. Okay, I need to get an agent. That's my next job, is to get an agent.
Okay, get an agent. We'll get you on the musical theatre stage yet.
Yes, definitely. Brilliant. Well, lovely to see you.
Thanks for listening to Kira's Pink Sparkle Podcast. Join the conversation. Follow us on X at Kira's Pink Pod.
And thank you so much,
Lovely to see
Juliet, and
you.
I'll speak to you soon.
You take care.
Thank
Bye.
you. Bye.
Thanks for having me.